America, unbleeped. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FCC is going to have to change the rules on bleeping. A federal appeals court has tossed the zero-tolerance policy imposed in 2003 after U2's Bono uttered the phrase effing brilliant, unbleeped, during the Golden Globes. Under the old rule, even a fleeting eruption of the F-word carried a sexual connotation and was therefore indecent, but not anymore. The FCC could appeal, but CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen says, why bother?
Remember, this is a U.S. Supreme Court that has taken a very expansive interpretation of the First Amendment, which means that a reversal here would not be automatic or even likely.
So hello, spontaneous vulgarity on the air. Cable broadcasts needn't be delayed anymore to protect us from another Janet Jackson costume malfunction, which I believe remains the most rewatched video snippet in history. It was a pretty screwed up policy anyway. You had the FCC allowing an unbleeped broadcast of Saving Private Ryan, but then fining a PBS station for an unbleeped documentary on blues musicians that used the very same naughty words. But don't worry, it does not mean that we broadcasters will suddenly start playing Mel Gibson tapes uncensored.
I need a woman! I need a woman!
In fact, now that we're on our own, we may just start bleeping things the FCC never dreamed of. There are some words I personally never want to hear again, even if the FCC doesn't care.
A robotic submarine will slowly close the final valve called a choke line. By now, no should escape.
Talk about obscenity. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.